This episode is sponsored by the Learn Jazz Standards Inner Circle. If your goal is to level up your jazz playing this year and feel confident improvising over jazz standards, the Inner Circle has everything you need and more. With monthly jazz standard studies, a library of powerful courses, and a vibrant community of like-minded musicians, you're guaranteed to improve your playing every single month. Podcast listeners can get 50% off their first month when you go to ljsinnercircle.com. That's ljsinnercircle.com or find the link in the show notes. Now, on to today's episode. All right, my friends, what's going on? Brent here from Learn Jazz Standards. Welcome to another episode of the Learn Jazz Standards podcast and our Fast Track Friday episode for the week. This is where I look back on this week's episode, see if there are any emerging trends or any ideas that I want to expand upon and offer some more strategies and insight on. And one big one that came up this week was just talking about self-doubt and confidence and sort of the mental side of playing jazz and being a musician, which is super important. And it's actually been kind of nice that during this second season so far over the last several months, we've talked about this in some different contexts throughout the way. And I think that's a really important thing to do, not only because on this podcast, historically speaking, I've enjoyed talking about the mental side because I do believe it's so important. But because this is one of those things that I really do think it makes a big difference, right? It makes a huge difference. It has for me made a huge difference. So let's talk a little bit about what makes you happy as a musician and why are we talking about what makes you happy as a musician? Well, because when we're talking about self-doubt and getting confidence to play with others and some of these more negative emotions that can surround being a musician and performing and playing, it's important that we always come back and ask ourselves, what makes us happy when we play music? Like, why are we doing this? And while I don't want to insert my own philosophies about life in general, what I certainly feel confident to assert, my philosophy about playing music is that the reason we play music and should play music is to have fun, to allow it to add value to our lives, to add joy to our life, right? And I think a lot of folks listening to this podcast certainly do it for that reason, or at least started doing it for that reason, right? Because most people who listen to this podcast, you're not like a professional seeking to make music your profession, which whenever you do that, right, it can be a wonderful thing to do what you love to do. And I certainly have been lucky to be able to do that in a few different ways throughout my musical career. But it also becomes a heavy thing sometimes, right? It becomes a job. You know, you have to be successful. You have to make money doing it, so on and so forth. And so being, for lack of a better terms, a hobbyist musician, really the sole focus should be to enjoy yourself, to have fun. So whenever we're having these negative emotions about music, whether it be self-doubt in our playing, whether it be dissatisfaction with our playing, whether it be fear of playing with others for, you know, social concerns of what people will think about us, you know, we have to really come back down to ask ourselves what makes us happy as a musician. Because if we're spending more time feeling unhappy as a musician, then we're missing the mark somewhere. And here's my belief about being happy when you're playing, or at least finding joy for the majority of the time when you're playing, is that when you're in that state of mind, when you're in a happier state of mind, you improve faster, you're more motivated, and you spend more time achieving your goals as a musician. And therefore, you have more satisfaction over time because you feel like you're improving. You see and you hear the improvement. And so when we're in this state of distress when we're playing, for especially when it's continual or long periods of time, I think it's helpful to understand that this is not an ideal state of mind to be in if you're looking to improve your jazz playing significantly, right? So we need to always be seeking that joy and that happiness. So it's important just to think about it. Today's episode isn't so much about, you know, giving you the answer to what makes you happy as a musician, but rather to call upon you to ask yourself the question, is what makes you happy? And to give you some ideas, this could be the things that you practice that make you happy. Don't get me wrong, like, we all have to face challenges as a musician to grow, right? We can't just always do the things that are easy for us, which sometimes the things that are easy for us are what makes us happy. But we do need to consider that we have to manage all of that and balance all of that out with things that are enjoyable for us, right? So for example, it can be a classic, you know, criticism to say, hey, don't just noodle on your instrument, like, always be trying to improve on something. Don't waste your practice time, right? Well, but if that thing gives you some enjoyment to do, if noodling on your instrument is actually legitimately fun for you to do, then part of that should be in your practicing, shouldn't it then, right? Or let's even go to the challenges, because, right, challenges aren't always unenjoyable. In fact, a lot of us enjoy challenges and find them rewarding musically. So what challenges do you enjoy working on? What are those things? Is it working on your ear? Is it working on learning solos and language? Is it working on learning more songs? Is it accomplishing a challenge or a goal? Like, I know a lot of our Inner Circle members really enjoy the learning the monthly jazz standard that we learn every single month. Like, that's something that's fun for them, because it's just something that they can accomplish, right? That challenge is fun for them to do. And so spending more time doing that than other things is what they would prefer to do, right? So we want to tap into that happiness, right? Are there people that you're playing with that don't make you happy as a musician, right? Are they negative? Are they putting you down? Are, you know, fill in the blank for what reason that they're making you unhappy. But I'm giving you some ideas here to think about, what are the things that are causing you unhappiness in your music? And then what of that can you filter out so that you're spending more time doing the things that make you happy, right? It could be simple stuff too. Like, what's the environment you're playing and practicing in? Are you playing out of equipment that doesn't sound very good? I mean, there's the whole myth, really, that, you know, getting a new instrument or getting a new guitar pedal or getting a new keyboard or a new mouthpiece or whatever, that's not really going to help you become a better musician, because, right, it's about your practicing and what you're practicing and how you're practicing and the time you put into playing, right? You could play a really crappy instrument, but improve and get better. But the thing about that is, psychologically speaking, when we get new gear that sounds good, that works well for us, that we're happy to be playing, we feel happier and we want to play more, right? So, these things all do play a factor, right? Are you playing out of equipment that you don't really enjoy, that you don't like, that are, you know, that you have leaky pads on your saxophone, right? Are your reeds horrible, right? These are simple little things, but I think it's always important that we're looking for the joy in music, whether it comes from external things like that or internal things. To explore those feelings and to explore that is to indeed invest in yourself as a musician and the longevity of your improvement as a musician, your long-term motivation as a musician. To me, these things are of paramount importance. And especially, it gets a little bit personal for me, because there was a long time that I did spend more in the unhappy zone as a musician than a happy zone. Right. And that came from, you know, putting too much of my self-worth into being a musician. That came into, yes, pursuing music as a career as a musician and dealing with, you know, the challenge of grappling with something that you love to do that brings you happiness, but marrying it with a career that has demands, right? And again, you might not relate to that, but I have spent a lot of time in different ways in unhappiness as a musician, and I regret that to a certain degree. I regret that I didn't sooner try to find the joy and that original spark that got me into music and spend more time in that zone than outside of it. All right. So that's something for you to think about this week. That's all for today's episode, all for today's Fast Track Friday episode. As always, at the end of the week, I like to just ask if you've been finding this podcast valuable and you'd like to recommend it to others, then take like a minute to go to Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening, and leave a 5-star rating and review, and just tell others why you like the show, how it's been helping you out lately. Helps others who come across the show just see that, hey, this is a show worth listening to and I should start checking it out. So I appreciate you taking the time to do that. And of course, be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast in case you haven't done that yet on your podcast listening app. I don't want you to miss out on anything coming up here. And you never know when there's that one question or that one episode that you listen to that just inspires you to take action and changes the trajectory of your playing. Sometimes for me, a very simple thing that could have been said the 10th time over sometimes causes me to take action, and then I get great results from it. So, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about here. So make sure you subscribe. We'll see you next week for another set of episodes. Looking forward to it. As always, happy practicing and cheers. Hey, podcast listener, would you like to ask me a jazz question and get it answered here on the show? Then go to learnjazzstandards.com/ask. That's learnjazzstandards.com/ask. I look forward to hearing your question and answering it on a future podcast episode. learnjazzstandards.com/ask, or find the link in today's show notes.